Welcome back to Your Morning Tradition, Mike and Lisa Austin. And joining us now is our guest that we've started doing these little segments called the Latin Word, which usually ends up being the Latin phrase of the day, our good friend Michael Murphy, who we're catching on his commute this morning. And he has pulled over, though, so you're good, right?
That's right. Everything's safe.
Michael, welcome once again to Your Morning Tradition. So let's start off. Today's word, we're gonna go with student, and the root word Latin, let's see, you gave it to me, discipulus. Am I saying it right?
You could say discipulus.
Discipulus, there we go. It's discipulus.
Yes.
And, of course, the word disciple, the word disciple comes from that, I can only imagine.
That's right, as well as the word discipline. It finds its root actually in the verb. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. I thought it was funny. It was just a little research that I was doing. There's the disciple. There's discipline, and then there's discipulus undomesticus, which is when your child comes home from school on holiday and he leaves the refrigerator door open. So that's the undomesticated disciple. So, anyway, this comes from the Latin verb discere, is to learn. But it's interesting to see how this works out, how we get disciple. It's actually a fusion of the Latin verb discere, to learn, and pulus, which in Latin means baby chick.
Pulus is baby chick.
Yeah, so in essence, it's the learning of a baby.
Okay.
Learning of a fledgling. We see the word pullet when we're talking about young chickens.
Right.
That gets its root from this word, this Latin word pulus.
I do know at the restaurant, what is that?
I don't know.
What's the Mexican restaurant we go to? El something. Anyway, the chicken on there is pollo. So that's got to play into it somewhere, right?
Well, poulet in French, I think. So yes, that has its root in Latin. So so yes, it's the learning of like a baby bird.
That's cool.
What a student is in the classroom. I wish they all behaved like baby birds, right? But but anyway, that's where it comes from.
Isn't it interesting though? We have discipline from the root word discipulos, right? Am I saying this right?
Discipulos.
Okay, and so we get discipline from that, which is to teach, and so parents take note. When you discipline your child, you're not trying to harm them. You're teaching them something.
Correct.
Well, it's technically they're learning. They're learning. This is their learning. To be a disciple is to be a learner.
All right.
There is, if we can segue to a different word, docere means to teach. So that's the one who's involved, who's the one imparting the knowledge. That's where we get the docent at the museum. You know, he's kind of the resident authority for what's there at the exhibit. And if you're teachable, you're docile.
Ah, you are humble, you're docile, you're learning, you're soaking it up. You're a sponge, man.
That's right. And there's this expression in old Latin, disce aut discere. And that's learn or leave. There's actually a movie that dates back to 1993 called Man Without a Face. It's actually Mel Gibson's directorial debut, where he plays this reclusive teacher, and that's the refrain he keeps giving his wayward student: learn or leave. Disque out discere.
Okay, Lisa, you have to learn that, because when you're teaching the children homeschooling, learn or leave. We're going to put that up on the wall, I think, actually.
Learn or leave.
Okay, so what is it? Disco, say it again, disque.
Disque out, disque day.
Okay.
And that's learn, and out is or, and then disque day is to leave or to separate.
Right, and none of this has anything to do with the 70s disco music.
No, that's, I think, yeah, that comes from the Latin word discus, which means this flat.
Yeah.
This flat but round substance okay. that's used in the Olympic Games.
This is degraded into just something I don't even know. Okay, so we are talking about disciple. We're talking about, I'm still not getting this word, discipulos.
Discipulos,
Lisa.
Yeah, think of the little birdie, cheep, cheep, right? That's where we get the pulos. So we have discipulos.
Let's all say it together. Those of you listening at home, look at your computer now and let's say it together. Discipulos. That is beautiful. What other root words come from that word? Because I know there's a lot in education and there's a lot in... We're going to talk tomorrow even more about the word teacher. And we're talking with Michael Murphy. He is our, I don't know, just kind of a hobbyist as far as the Latin phrases and words go, our Latin word of the day today.
How did you get into that, Michael?
Discipulus.
I'm sorry?
How'd you get into liking, well, of course, liking the Latin, learning the Latin? Did you take this in school?
I did. Well, you know, I'll try to make a long story short, but I took Latin at a junior college because my dad had studied it when he was in seminary, discerning the priesthood many, many, many years ago. And I think it was more of an idea of, gee, it would be neat if I could say I knew something my dad did, something that my dad really enjoyed when he was younger. And that ended up opening many doors for me to foster a love for a classical language.
Did you ever get together with your dad and just have a completely Latin conversation then, looking at each other, speaking old Latin like that?
Oh, I regret that we never did, but I think his inspiration, his love for the language definitely inspired me to try to dig into it, and consequently I really loved etymology and looking at the roots and meanings of words, probably because of his discipleship.
Well, there you go. Well, yes. And that's the whole reason behind why we wanted to do the Latin word of the day, Latin phrase of the day, because and now there are people going, gosh, you guys, we know the Latin. I'm sure there are folks listening who know the Latin better than we do and many more words than we do. But the thing is, I'm struggling myself with trying to get more Latin under my belt. I have a little bit from the Mass, and I lean so much on my missal going back and forth from that right column to the left column to the right column to the left column. But, okay, so anyway, so this just helps out. And it's good to know where our language comes from. The root of the Latin, the Greek, the root of just about every word we say has a deeper, more, just a much deeper meaning. So
that's true. That's true. Yeah, well, you get into the realm of philosophy. That's what makes language, I think, so interesting for people. Like the Eskimos have 25 words for snow.
Because I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. There's soft snow, hard snow, you know, white snow, non-white.
Is there a word for yellow snow?
Ooh.
I'm not sure if that's prime time, but...
All right. We're talking with Michael Murphy. He's on his way in this morning to his... and he's gracious enough to give up some of his time on his commute to talk a little Latin. The Latin word of the day is discipulos. Did I get it? Discipulos. Discipulos.
And you can make it a little easier just to say discipulos. You can just say discipulos.
Discipulos. Discipulos. Yeah. Discipulos. Yeah. I got that. Michael, I appreciate your time. And tomorrow, let's get now. Tomorrow's word, we're going to go with what?
I was thinking we'd go with magister.
Magister, which give us a little teaser, a little primer.
Well, that would be the counterpart. That would be the teacher. We've been learning about the student. We could actually take up some of the meanderings in language and derivation from the Latin word for teacher.
Fantastic. Michael, I appreciate your time.
Looking
so today,
to discipulos
is the root word. We get disciple, we get discipline, and we're talking about learning. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about teaching. Michael, have a great day ahead of you, okay?
You too. Thanks, Mike and Lisa, for having me on.
What a good friend. And a smart guy.
Very.
Yeah. It's good that we can lean on him. gives up his time freely and willingly to us here on Magnificat Radio. Mike and Lisa Austin, we're going to take a break and get back here with our final segment of the morning. And we're going to talk about the demonic. So a little levity there with Michael and learning, too, and fun. But we're going to talk about this.
Sometimes it can get a little confusing.
It does. It gets a little confusing for me. And my go-to thing is to just joke around a little when I'm overwhelmed. So we're going to get back and talk about the demonic and specifically a game called the Charlie Challenge. Mom and Dad, if you don't know what this is, we're going to tell you what it is. We're going to discuss that a little and how you should be on the lookout for it. And you have a little something from a book that you've been reading. Or I guess you finished it, haven't you?
Yeah, I finished it.
All right. But it's a book on exorcism?
Exorcisms.
Oh, interesting segment.
Or an exorcist, what he does.
Okay. Well, it's on the way, and we're going to do that. It's the MagnificatMedia.com, Magnificat Radio. We are your morning tradition, and we thank you for being a part of our day. Just about ready to say
wrapping it up.
Goodbye to another morning, Lisa. It's a beautiful day. Thank you to Father Peter Scott. Hey, before we leave, I just want to end on, because he has some heavy stuff there.
He does.
Father Peter Scott's going to be bringing us we're going to do another segment with him at a later date. We're going to talk about the Synod coming up.
But it's all good stuff.
The Synod coming up in October. And the implications thereof. We'll get into that a little bit. John Venere wanted to come on and talk a little bit about the Synod as well.
I'd like to hear his take too.
I would. And more on that coming up in the later days. And probably we will do next week. We'll have Father Scott's thing on the Synod. And he said he would join us via Skype, you know,
frequently
from time to time. So
we
will do that. And hopefully we won't lose the connection. Because
it's
shaky. It's a little shaky. But I wanted to we'll end today on sort of a fun little note. And maybe you've already experienced this. There is a trend going on. They're called pizza farms.
Interesting.
You don't plant a little tiny pizza in the ground and grow big ones. That's not what we're talking about. However, if you could, that would be great.
No kidding.
Come on.
Yeah.
Over there we have the pepperonis. Over here we have the California pizzas. That sloppy part in the back of that's the cheese pizzas. They're hard to harvest because they're gooey. So anyway, this is happening mainly in the Midwest, I'm told. However, I can see this happening everywhere. Here's the gist of it. People more and more are liking organic ingredients on their pizzas. They want to know at least where the ingredients are coming from. You see it on all the commercials. Fresh.
Right.
Fresh ingredients.
I do.
And so
everything's so processed.
Yeah. And we want the fresh cheese. We want the fresh this, the fresh mushrooms and all that. Okay. Farmers are always looking for ways to make a little more because farming's a hard life, let's be honest.
Sure.
So they're inviting folks out, townies as we'll call them.
Okay.
From town.
Uh-huh.
And they come out to the farm. They sit at these big picnic tables under the shade tree. And the farmers are installing in the shed or a barn pizza ovens.
Okay.
Some of them are building the brick ovens, the outdoor brick ovens.
Oh, neat.
Wood fired. And what you do is you come in from the city and you get a tour of the farm. You get to see where things are grown. You get to do all that. And you pick out your ingredients fresh, grown right there on the farm.
I love that.
Then the farmer and his kids and the wife go to work while you sit and drink beer or wine or whatever and converse with your friends.
Uh-huh.
They have
your pizza?
They're making pizzas. Pizza farms.
Cool.
And then you sit like a little restaurant, only it's at the farm.
So then are they trying to sell more of their meats and eggs? And
if they don't have a gift shop on the way out, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Let me just throw it out
there.
If you're trying a pizza farm and you don't put a gift shop up for when they leave and say, hey, by the way, you can take this cheese home with you, or would you like some jam preserves? Hey, guess what? We've got a basket of mushrooms.
Right.
Or how
I would
about
think.
How about a coffee mug with our logo on it? More money for you. We are the marketing geniuses for you, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, you should do that.
Well, that's interesting.
Because no matter what the attraction is, you should always exit through the gift shop.
Right.
That's the key.
I wonder what kind of dough they use.
I think they're probably making their own. Wouldn't you think?
Fresh dough?
Fresh dough. You could make your own dough. We know the Zaps down in St. Mary's. They've done that.
Well, sure.
They have a pizza oven in the garage.
I know.
Last I knew.
They
make
good
I
looked. Pizzas.
Anyway, so yeah, the public come in. They take a tour. And
now that's what you call a fresh pizza.
It says here this is mainly in Minnesota and in Wisconsin. Well, we are coming to you from southern Wisconsin, and I have never heard of a pizza farm.
Not yet.
They said these are huge, but okay. And a lot of it is wood-fired, the brick ovens that they build outside. So that's kind of cool.
It is neat.
It's a fun way for people to get back to the country, back to nature, and enjoy a little vino and pizza the way God intended.
Yeah.
That would be the commercial.
Sure.
You have the birds chirping in the background. Pizza, the way God intended.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like Tom Bodette. We're,
uh-huh.
Come
we'll
on
leave
out.
The light on for you.
We'll leave the pizza in the oven. Although it'll burn if we do. So we'll take it out. But it'll be still fresh and hot. Just like God intended. Call somebody up. We need to do that commercial. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so pizza farms. That's a little way to end your morning with us. So far we had Kellogg's Corn Flakes and pizza. Man.
What a spectrum.
I'm loving this show.
Yeah. Are you hungry?
I'm always hungry. My friends, it's been our pleasure to be of your service this morning. Thank you to Father Peter Scott, taking time out of nighttime.
For him.
For him to be on with us in the morning.
Yes.
All right.
It's a blessing.
And we'll have more with him as things come up. Thanks to Ted and Harlene Huebner.
Yep. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
And actually, Father Peter Scott wasn't on with us this morning, though. He's on Friday. We're
correct.
Teasing him. All right. So anyway, I need more pizza. Cornflakes on your pizza.
No.
That's just wrong.
No.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to Magnificat Radio, your morning tradition on MagnificatMedia.com.
Living our faith.